The green socks, purple shorts and the white and green incredible Hull top as Mark Snead, left-footed, gets the game underway. Now it's Walmsley to try and barge his way over. He's barged his way over. Soft try to concede from the black and white. It's on the bad of a bad call from the referee, but still, Hull FC's defence has got to do better. And the big man, Alex Walmsley, he just crashes over to the left of the post. Saints in front, it's Hull FC 0, Saints 4. Does increase the lead 6 points to nil, and you've got to say it's a lead that richly deserves going.
Oh, they do. I'm going to say the game itself has been very, very frantic. The pace has been excellent.
Matty Smith's just going to chip the ball up. He's looking for a runner on that far side. It's taken on that far side by Wilkin, and Wilkin has scored Saints' second try. Back-to-back tries from St. Helens. In fact, it was Morgan, not Wilkin. Doesn't matter. The result is the same.
Nearly the length of the field straight from the kickoff, but it's great variation from St. Helens on the offloading and the big men. They're getting involved very heavily, aren't they, in the support play, where I would imagine that's one of what Justin Albrook has said. Hey, listen, let's start supporting and supporting. And they're playing the ball far too quickly for the black and white.
20 metres in from the right-hand touchline. Strange old style does the job, and Saints are 12-0 to the good. This is the last. Matty Smith's going to put the ball high up into the air. It's going to be a tester for Michaels. The chase is coming down on him. Michaels has got nowhere near him. It's bounced into the arms of Morgan Knowles, and he's going to score the third try. The referee hasn't given it. I don't see anything up with this. This is going to be the third try of the afternoon for St. Helens.
St. Helens, third try on the board. They're in control here now. Tell you what, Justin Holbrook, he has made an impression, because St. Helens, they are absolutely killing this whole defence by keeping the ball alive.
Makes it 3-3, 18 points to nil it is. 30 metres away. I wonder if it's worth a one-pointer here, Scully, as Roby
stalks
forward. I think it definitely is. Matty Smith thinks it does as well, because he's in the pocket. Going to come back to Matty Smith. Matty Smith's got all the time in the world. That's poor from Hull, Scully. There goes the hooter.
19, as he just put the drop goal 19, on, so it's 19-0 there, Craig. But yeah, yeah. And they say the new coach, Justin Holbrook, he wanted a reaction from what he's seen so far from St. Helens this season. He's only been here in a short time, and you can just see the difference, just in the enthusiasm, the desire and the creativity and the offloading.
As Tommy leads to Walmsley, Walmsley's over. Walmsley scores too big, too strong and too easy for my liking. Alex Walmsley with his second try of the game. It's Hull FC 0, St. Helens 23.
Yeah, he's just come back on the field as well as big Alex. He's only just been back on 20 seconds and gets himself in the right field position.
Percival straight in front. You'd imagine would the extras, and does add the extras. 25-0. Pass isn't the best, but it's back into the arms of Matty Smith to McCarthy Scarsbrook, who jumps over the line. Another missed tackle on their own goal line from Hull FC. This time it is Albert Kelly, and MLS says thank you very much. Makinson's seen that play far too many times, and now Saints have got an overlap, and Makinson, if he'd have got the ball away to Grace,
he's off.
He doesn't need to. Now it's a foot race. Makinson
is the magic weekend.
Certainly is. Danny Houghton will chase back. He'll not get back to Tommy Makinson. How does he get back there, Houghton? But Makinson, finally, he made hard work of it. He's got over the line. He's got the try, and as Scully's rightly said, there won't be any better tries than that this weekend. Take a bow, Tommy Makinson. He did it the hard way, but boy, oh boy, Scully, what a try.
Sensational try, and as I say, you won't see a better try here at the Magic Weekend.
Further wide to Theo Farge, into the arms of Percival. Percival for the line, hands it on to Regan Grace, and there is the seventh try of the game. The referee hasn't given yet. Saints have got no dramas with it. The referee gives a try on the field. Is this the seventh try for St. Helens? No need to look at that one again, Scully.
Not at all, and he's certainly making a career for himself, this young kid.
Mark Percival is 5 from 6 at the moment. Sid, strange old sign, got a chance. Better than that, right between the middle of the H's. His tackle,
every
there goes the hooter.
The game.
St. Helens fans,
to react,
they're delighted with that. Their risers won, and they get the win, 45 points to nil.
This is another try here for St. Helens.
Percival to Regan Grace. Regan Grace on the outside of Shaw. It is another try, another special try from St. Helens. They keep the ball alive, and they score again. Numerous pair of hands. Regan Grace has still got some work to do, but boy oh boy, this kid, if he's got anything, he's got pace. And he got on the outside of Jamie Shaw. He skidded low on the wet surface and gets in at the corner. Hull FC 0, St. Helens 45.
Oh, I'll tell you what, he's not got totally pace as well, but he's got that awareness as too, hasn't he?
Look at the smile on Mike Rush's face. He looks a different bloke to the one we saw before. See us now, they're going to have a cuddle together. I'll get the picture of it if I can, and there, that'll be on Twitter later on.